Free Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Jay Santos, Citizens Auxiliary Police, joins us. A volunteer police agency, Jay?
Yeah, that is correct, sir. Primarily looking over the shoulder of police, make sure that they are assisted in the things they need to do.
Well, we were talking here about the Al-Qaeda and the number of terror threats the country has received over the last 6-8 months. You have Operation Terror Free Cellular. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, sir, we do know that terrorists are contacting and communicating each other using cell phones. Since the FBI continues to remind all of us to be alert, we came up with something we think can help the country, and that is to help people feel a little bit more secure. We're kind of proud of ourselves, Phil, because this is a very non-invasive. It's not going to take but 10 seconds of anybody's time. Our officers, our sub-commanders, will be out in a variety of areas around Southern California area and some other areas around the country. And if we see someone on a cell phone, what we'll simply do is approach them, take the phone from them for just a second and see who's on the other end.
So anybody that's on a cell phone?
Yeah, you see an awful lot of people using cell phones, Phil. It's also, as we've been told by the FBI, a way that terrorists have for communicating with each other. And how do you monitor that? How do you do that effectively? Do you eavesdrop? The electronic equipment involved, the wiretapping or a phone tapping involved is very complex. What we're going to do the next 2 weeks is when you see a Citizens Auxiliary Police subcommander approach, we are going to give off a sounder or a signal so that you'll know that we are approaching. We'll be wearing a blue armband and a pit-style helmet. And when you hear this sound, and Buck, you go ahead and... You can hear that, Phil, on our... We got that on another line?
Yeah.
When you hear that, that means we will be approaching. We will take the phone from you for just a second, just to see who's on the other end. And what we do is simply take the phone from you, and I say into the receiver, who am I speaking to? If there is no noticeable accent or there's nothing going on that we think is suspicious, if the person responds promptly, we return the phone to you, we tip our hat to you, and we're on our way. So we think this is a wonderful way for people to feel secure, and so we can just kind of take a peek and see who you're talking to because of this terror alert.
Well, the FBI has said we don't have any real specific alert. Do you think it's necessary to be, especially an organization like yours that is not an official police agency, to just walk up to people and take their phones?
Well, the FBI said there's no official alert, but by the same token, our country suffered quite a setback on September the 11th. It's just things that we want to do to make sure that everything's all right. We're not an official police agency, but all we're doing is we're taking the phone for just a second, saying into the phone, who is this? And you can be on your way. So there is no problem. That's the simple part of it. I mean, we don't want to have to hear anybody who's giving us a hard time. We do have three things that we don't want to hear. No, you may not have my phone, because that's a red flag.
Well, if you walk up to me, you're wearing a blue armband.
We got a blue armband. We do wear a pith helmet, and we are going to give a sounder. And again, I'm going to... That lets you know that we're going to be approaching.
All right, so you're walking up to me?
Right, and I take your phone, and I don't want you to say, no, you can't have the phone, because that's what we call a red flag. When we take the phone and we ask, who is this? If we hear somebody say something like, well, who is this? Or somebody trying to get kind of smart-ass with us or whatever, that's a red flag. If we approach you and we take the phone from you and you resist, that's also a red flag. So these red flags, Phil, that pop up, even though it's understandable that you don't want to give us the phone, if you have nothing to hide, you see, why are you resisting? See what I'm saying? So when you hear this, and we ask for the phone, give us the phone, and we'll be on our way if we don't have a red flag.
And the red flag being somebody on the other end being a smartass?
Well, if I say into the phone, hello, who is this? And I hear somebody say on the other end, well, who's this? See, that's kind of smartass. If I hear somebody say to me, no, you can't have the phone, anything like that.
Well, let me ask you something. What gives you the right to say you're going to take the phone?
No, we just walk up to anybody who's on a cell phone. You'll hear that. We'll take the phone out of your hand.
Are you asking for the phone?
You don't want to ask for the phone, because then they can drop a code. If there is anything going on, then they can drop a code to whoever's on the other end of the phone, and then you have a situation I think we can all regret. No, we take the phone. We ask, who is this?
Well, if you're a volunteer police agency, okay, and you've heard me ask this question before, Jay, how do you have the legal right?
Well, I have the legal right because right now the country's under terror attack, terror threat, okay? So that gives me the legal right, okay, to take the phone. I have citizen's arrest power. This is a normal situation. You may be right, but we're under a war threat right now. We're on a wartime footing. But I want to stress, Phil, again, this is a simple procedure. We will use as little force as possible. Of course, that's up to you. You know, and if there's no problem...
What do you mean when that's up to me?
Well, if there's somebody resisting. But if there's no problem, we give you a tip of our cap and we're on our way, and that means you can be on your way. So be watching for our Citizens Auxiliary Police Subcommanders wearing a blue armband. And what we're looking for here is any sort of foreign accent, anything.
Can you honestly, when you take a phone from someone, and there are millions of Americans on cell phones every day...
That's correct.
And you take a phone from somebody and you hear a foreign accent on the other end... That doesn't mean it's a terrorist.
No, it does not. No, it does not.
So what do you do?
What we do then is we confiscate the phone for 24 hours. We give the individual our card and give them a phone number they can call to come pick the phone up. All we want to do is check to see their, check this to see star 69, call return, etc. All we're doing is we're like, when you, and again, Phil, this is not anything that comes as a surprise. When we walk into a crowd, you're going to hear that.
So when I hear that...
Right.
I know you're...
We're coming to you. We're on our way. We'll walk over. We'll take the phone from you. We'll ask whoever is on the other end of the phone, who is this? They want to get smart-ass. We can play it that way. They want to be polite. We can play it that way, too. But all we're trying to do is save lives, because 3,000 people, Mr. Henry, on September 11th, had Citizens Auxiliary Police. And I put myself right there with the FBI and CIA. Had we been more vigilant, we might have been able to save lives.
All right, 1-800-449-8686 is our number, 1-800-449-8686. The Citizens Auxiliary Police with Operation Terror Free Cellular. They are going up to anybody with a cell phone?
Well, that's correct. I mean, there's a lot of people. It doesn't mean everybody's a terrorist.
But no, I know, but anybody with a cell phone, you're taking the cell phone from them, and you're asking, you're basically interrogating who's on the other end.
We're not interrogating, Phil. What we are doing is we're simply saying, who is this? If they give us a good answer, you know, well, this is so-and-so, and they don't have any noticeable foreign accent, anything like that. You don't get smart-ass. We'll let you be on your way. A tip of our hat, and you're on your way. You want to get smart-ass? You want to play it that way?
Well, what do you mean by smart-ass?
Well, but, you know, like I say, somebody...
Someone giving you a lip on the other end?
That is correct. So be listening for this sound, and we will be in shopping mall.
All right, hold on for a minute, Jay, if you could... 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686, the Citizens Auxiliary Police, Operation Terror Free Cellular, as they are taking cell phones out of people's hands to see just who is on the other end of the phone for the next couple of weeks, as the FBI tells us to be alert for Al-Qaeda. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Rosalind, go ahead.
Alan, I'm going to be on the air.
Go ahead, Rosalind. You're with Jay Santos and Phil Henry.
Okay. Can you speak just a bit louder?
Yes, Rosalind, you're on the air with Phil Henry and Jay Santos from the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Jay, you there?
Thank you.
I'm right here. It's Jay Santos, man. Citizens Auxiliary Police.
All right. I just heard the announcement you made. And
yes, ma'am.
I think it's very scary, because there's no way of guaranteeing.
Why is that phone going off?
People are in the Citizens Auxiliary Police.
Well, we see a lot of the people who use cell phones, Rosalind, and we just want to take a peek and make sure they're talking to the right people.
I know. I heard that. But I'm saying that these people.
Why is that phone going off?
When they take the phone away from the person who's using it,
yes,
they could take it and install some bomb device. What do they represent?
I'm with the Citizens Auxiliary Police, ma'am. I'm trying to stop terror. I wouldn't put a bomb in your phone. Well, I just want to make sure that you are.
And also, the other response is...
Who are you speaking to on the phone? When you talk on a cell phone, ma'am, can I ask you who you're talking to?
I'm not on a cell phone.
Well, when you are on a cell phone, who do you speak to most of the time?
My daughter.
Okay, well, then you wouldn't mind proving that, right?
No, but I don't. But my automatic reaction
would
be...
So what we would do is just we would walk over to you and take the phone away from you.
I heard
you
that
say,
on the radio.
Say,
I just want to speak to you. Let me talk to you.
Right. Is your daughter a smartass?
Are you kidding?
What do you mean, is her daughter a smartass?
Well,
you mentioned that if you get a smartass response...
Yes, ma'am.
And one of the things that you gave as an example of a smart-ass response was when you took the phone away from the person who
right.
you saw.
That's correct.
And the other person on the line said, is starting to talk to you. And automatically, the automatic response would be, who is this? It's a different voice. Now, that's not smart-ass.
No, all I'm going to do is I'm going to say, who is this? And they say, who is this?
Yeah.
That's kind of smart-ass.
Why?
Well,
why is that smart ass? I don't understand.
No, here's what you say. When somebody asks you who is this, you give them your name.
Yeah. No. My first reaction would be, well, who is this? This is some. I'm here. I am talking to my daughter. And
all
of a sudden, somebody comes along.
Does your daughter have an accent? Does your daughter have an accent? Any kind of a foreign accent?
No.
All right. Then she's got nothing to worry about. I'll simply say, who is this? If she tells me her name and where she's located.
But no, you should be aware that that is not a smart ass reply. To ask who is this when you take the phone. That's a normal reaction.
I as well smart-ass to say, who's this?
No, I think the lady's right. It's a normal reaction. And by the way, you're taking phones out of people's hands while they're on the...
Right, but we just heard about the terrorist threat to the United
Wait
States.
Wait a second. Did you say on the plane?
What's that?
Is this supposed to be on a plane?
No, the terrorists use cell phones to communicate with each other. You hear that sound?
That's the sound. I know. I heard that.
When you hear that sound, you just give us the phone, and we'll say, who is this? Now, if they want to be smart-ass, they want to play it that way, we can take it to the next level.
But I just want you to know...
Well, what are you asking the
one
people...
One of the criteria that you mentioned
right.
was that if they ask, who is this... That's
right.
smart-ass. That is not. That's a normal reaction.
Under our guidebook, that is smart-ass. I'm looking at Citizens Auxiliary Police Guidelines. This is Section 4. If they answer, who is this, that comes under smart-ass. You seem confused.
Are you wearing a uniform?
Yes, we are, ma'am. We wear a blue armband and a pith helmet.
But do people know about you? Or do you have any kind of...
I'm letting people know right now. And they do know when they hear this. All right, then they know we're on our way.
All we're asking for
is a name and a Social Security number to prove they are citizens.
Now, wait a minute. You're asking into the phone the people's name?
We're asking for their name and, of course, a Social Security. And as long as I'm on the subject, your name is what, dear?
Rosalind Brodsky.
All right, Rosalind, what's your Social Security number?
I don't want to give it to you. That's some
don't give him that,
that
okay?
I'll be telling to the whole world.
Ma'am, I need to double check. You do have an accent. Can you tell me where you're from?
What was that?
Yeah,
an
accent. Where are you from?
I have an accent.
Yes, you do, ma'am. You're not playing?
Are you for real?
Ma'am, I'm simply asking.
She's got a New York accent.
That's not
a foreign accent.
That's right.
All right, I was not able to place it. That's New York?
Right.
Okay, I didn't know where that was.
Because I don't consider that an accent.
Yeah, what city do you live in, ma'am?
I'm in Coconut Creek.
Coconut Creek.
Right.
Is that... That's in the United States, right?
Florida.
Florida. Okay.
And what is your name, sir?
And my name's Jay Santos, ma'am. Citizens Auxiliary Police.
Jay Sanders?
Jay Santos.
Santos?
What if the lady, this lady, she's talking to her daughter...
Hold on, Phil. That's S...
I can't hear you.
S-E.
S-E?
Yeah, A.
S-E-A?
Huh?
S-E-A-R.
L.
What was that?
S-E-A-R-L.
L.
Huh?
Go ahead.
J.
J?
M.
M?
J.
Let me repeat that, please.
Yes, go right ahead.
Sound like that. S-E-A-R-L-O-G-M?
Yes, that's right. Santos. Ma'am, could you mail me your cell phone so I can check the
phone
history?
I don't have a cell phone.
All right, but when you do talk to your daughter, can you mail it to me so I can check the cell history on that?
Let me ask you a question. Your last name is Santos?
Yeah.
What do you mean, S-E-A-R-L-O-J-M?
Yeah, that's what I want to know.
That is how it's pronounced, all right? And my family
what language?
My family's from Croatia.
From where?
Croatia? From Croatia, yes, ma'am.
You know, they had a lot of spies from Croatia.
I got another question. What if the woman doesn't want to give it?
What?
There was a plane hijacked by Croatians a few years ago.
Wow. Anyway,
Let me ask you something. What if the woman doesn't want to hand you her phone?
If she does not give us the phone,
well, if she had feeling of security,
well, there would be
no reason for not to hand you the phone.
We slap the phone out of her hand.
What?
We'll slap the phone out of your hand.
All right. Jay,
I say that.
Thank you very much, Rosalind.
It's Rosalind what?
I said Brodsky.
How do you spell that?
B-R-O-D-S-K-Y.
B-R-O-D-S-K-Y.
No, S-K-Y.
S-A-Y.
No,
S-K-Y. B-R-O-D-S-A-Y.
No, you're not saying it right.
All right, B-R-O.
D.
D. T.
D is in David.
D is in, I'm terribly sorry. B-R-O-D.
S-K-Y.
S-K-I? How do you
we must have a bad connection.
All right, man, what I got, here's what I got. G-R-U-V-E-I.
Well, that's not Brodsky. That's Groove.
Now, you didn't get what I said.
What did you say, ma'am? You said,
I said Brodsky. I said B as in boy.
B as in boy.
R-O-D as in David.
R as in what?
What?
R as in what?
As in Roslyn.
All right, R as in Roslyn. O as in?
O as in orange.
Okay. Then D as in David.
Yeah.
And S as in Leonard.
What?
I mean,
S as in Sam.
Sam.
K.
K as in what?
K as in kitten.
And then Y as
that's
in,
right.
Right. Y as in what?
What?
What are you asking Y as in what? Y as in yellow.
Yo-yo?
Yeah, yo-yo. There you go. Yo-yo.
I can't read my own writing. I don't know that.
Brodsky. Never mind, Rosalind. Thank you.
What is your social security number again?
I'm not giving it to you.
All right, I do need something. I need a bank, current balance in your bank account then.
Are you kidding?
I need to have that. How old is your daughter, ma'am? Anything. Just give me a number. How old are you?
I am
80. What's your phone number? You're 80.
All right.
That's right.
Never mind, Rosalind. Don't give him any more information.
Okay. Are you interfering with the anti-terrorist?
Oh, shut up.
Well, okay.
Groovy.
Whenever the laws of any state are broken, a duly authorized organization swings into action. It may be called the state police, state troopers, militia, the rangers, or the highway patrol. These are the stories of the men whose training, skill, and courage have enforced and preserved our state law.
By the way, sir, what's your name?
Henry.
That's H as in...
And forget it. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Jay, there was a situation last weekend where you took the cell phone from a woman who was calling 911 because her husband had fallen with a heart attack. Am I clear on that?
So as the Bradley case, I want to be clear that that was her fault. We played the sounder, and I will give it to you again if Charlie can... Okay, she heard the sounder, and she did not respond. We assumed it was a code C, that she had somehow dropped the man, and we went with a forceful removal. And we used a two-man, usually a male-female combination. The male will point out the female, I should say, will point out a sale sign or something that a woman would be interested in. Look over there, there's half off on something, etc. She'll look over, we'll grab the phone, and then run away. Now,
but the woman was calling 911. She wasn't talking to a terrorist, and you guys running around and taking cell phones out of people's hands, you might be interrupting an emergency call, okay?
That is a situation when they hear this sound. They should disengage the phone call. We're very happy to call emergency for them. They shouldn't do that. If you want to be smart-ass about it, smart-ass right back.
Smart-ass. All right, 1-800-449-8686. Kaylee, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yeah, I just was wondering, like, what company do you work for? Like, what authorization do you have?
I work for Citizens Auxiliary Police, man. We are an independent volunteer police agency throughout the southeast, southwest United States.
And, okay, one thing I wanted to comment on is that I have a lot of friends that are foreign.
Why does that thing keep going off?
Because I got two sub-commanders working for me today.
Well, okay, I went abroad for 9 months. I was in Norway during 9/11.
You did what, ma'am? What were you doing over there?
I was going to school, going to college.
Okay, that's right there. That's a red flag.
a red flag for nothing.
Wait, I'm an
American citizen. I went to school abroad.
When your country was being attacked, were you not here?
Because I went in June. But listen, I have friends that don't speak English that I talk to now.
You don't have...
There's no way that, like... They would, if you took
my cell phone... You have a hazmat license or anything? I mean, I'm just trying to...
Let her finish, okay? She went overseas.
I went overseas to school.
Whereabouts?
I went to Norway. Scandinavia. Do you know where
Norway?
That is? Like Europe?
I don't understand why you go there.
Anyways, I'm...
Did you know we were being attacked?
I'm working for the CIA when I get out of college.
Did you know we were being attacked?
Not in June, no, because it was before it happened.
All right, no, 263.
And I have friends that don't speak English, and I speak to them on my cell phone all the time.
What language do they speak?
If you were to take my phone and ask them who are you?
Right.
They wouldn't even know what you said. They would have no clue.
All right, all we would do in that situation, Kaylee, is take your phone, we'd give you our card, you can get the phone in 24 hours.
But you know what? You are being a fascist, like, eccentric psycho. You are the people that are
psycho.
Like... Yes, because that's totally over the edge. You're the ones that are making Americans look bad. It's not every person with a foreign accent, every person that is not from the U.S. You said yourself your family is from Croatia. My family is Norwegian.
Well,
like,
your
I might have been
Norwegian.
Born...
Yeah,
my
but we speak good English.
Yeah, that doesn't matter.
Not,
that has nothing. You know what? You're a racist. You're
How
a racist.
Racist. How am I racist?
Yeah, because you think everyone
right
that has a foreign accent and doesn't speak English is a terrorist.
No, ma'am.
That's BS. Yes.
You got Norwegian relatives? That's completely over the top. I never.
Oh my gosh! Why don't you come to the Tri-State area? North Dakota, South Dakota, and Minnesota. Majority of us are all Norwegian, Scandinavian background.
That's a red flag.
Oh my gosh! Then you better come and arrest the entire Tri-State area.
I'm not arresting anybody, ma'am. What I do want to do is get your call return.
Right.
Take a look and see what's going on with you.
Okay, my call return is still Henry. To talk to idiots like you that have no clue about anything about government. Security or anything.
The FBI's Al Qaeda's going to attack us, blow up a building. And the Norwegians have a history of terrorism that goes back to World War II.
Right, and they've been neutral to everyone. They have never been in any wars where they've been on any side.
The Norwegians?
World War II, they were invaded in World War II, and the Germans had, taken over Norway. They had, the only time that they've ever been...
That's really interesting, Kaylee. I'd love to hear the whole history of Norway, but... You know, I got bigger fish to fry.
Yeah, you've got bigger fish to fry by jumping at people that are innocent, like a woman trying to save her husband's life.
Let me ask you a question.
A mother trying to speak to her daughter. You're a fool.
Wait a minute. I would laugh
at you if I saw you on the street.
If you hear that sound, aren't you going to give the phone to me?
I would laugh at you. That's what I would do. I would laugh at you.
Well, ma'am, then I'd have to drop you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'll be waiting for you then.
How come Norwegians carry guns in the biathlon? You don't have an answer for that. One of the reasons for that...
They carry guns in the biathlon?
Yeah, why?
That's part of the sport.
You know, Kaylee, I'd love to hear the history of Norway, but I really
but
don't
know. You know what? It has nothing to even do with that. It has to do with everything else, too.
If you hear that sound, what are you going to do?
Nothing, because you're when I was in high school and we used to have a hall patrol, you're like the nerdy kid that can't, like, pass enough tests and whatever or have any friends to actually get a real job.
Okay, and if you're giving me that kind of, now you're being smart-ass. That's what we call smart-ass. It's in our manual.
Maybe I am right now.
Well, we drop you, and we take your phone.
That hasn't been fine.
You drop her, huh?
Well, we'd have to take her down using the technique we use the Bradley woman.
In other words, you'd go up to Kaylee, you'd point out a sale on tights at 50% off, and while she was distracted, you'd take her phone and run.
That's correct.
I feel so much more safer, Phil, knowing that men like him are going around protecting us from all these terrorists.
Turn your stupid sounder off, will you? Thank you, Kaylee.
Yes. No.
What'd you say?
Find some real men to talk on your show sometime, huh?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Oh, you call me a pussy?
See you later, Jay.
Okay.